Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 335 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading currently of 43 degrees, overcast skies, and cloud cover here in central Minnesota once again. And we've got our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Ernie Brunneman. Ernie, how are you doing this morning?
Just great. Here in Wisconsin, it's kind of overcast and cool, but otherwise we're doing just fine.
All righty. And you are at home in, is it Hortonville, Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Where is Hortonville located? Center of the state or one end or the other?
Well, we're actually about 10 miles from Appleton to the west and about south of Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
About 30 miles.
Oh, yes. So, got a good idea then. Very good. Is that where you were born and raised, Ernie?
I was born and raised in a little town called Horicon, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. And go to school there then and graduate from that area?
I went to high school at Hortonville, at Horicon, and played in the band and all that stuff. And then I went to University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh, and I finished up my master's degree in music education at Colorado State University in Greeley.
Oh, yes.
And I was a high school band director for something like 35 years. And it was my pleasure to deal with these young people. They were just great kids.
Well, that's...
One of the neat things I think I did probably that I think was really great was I put together one of the first high school German bands in the state of Wisconsin, if not the United States, and it was quite a phenomenon because I was on several international magazines with pictures of the kids and things like that, and I had them dressed up in lederhosen and dirndls and we went around playing. In fact, we played the very first two national anthems at the very first German Fest in Milwaukee, way back when that started.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had a pleasure of doing that. Then we traveled around Wisconsin playing jobs. We finally wound up in Minnesota, Young America, Minnesota, back, well, I can't remember how long ago that was. And the people at Young America had seen us play at German Fest Milwaukee, and they were bringing a band in from Germany, and they wanted these two bands to play together. Well, this was kind of neat because we didn't know we had the same music, but we did. And then these German musicians, about 35, 40 piece band, and they said they don't want anything to do playing with American high school kids until they heard us play. Then they were all game. They wanted to get together and play. And these guys have been my friends for all these years, and I've traveled to their country. They come over, visit me. We share music. If there's an arrangement that comes out over in Germany, I got one friend in a band over there who says, I'll get it for you. Maybe about a week later, here comes this arrangement, and so I can pass it on to my band to play. So it's amazing. It's amazing when you reach out to people in other countries, and that goes as well for the Czechs too. I've got some friends over there that share music with me and whatnot. But I've done some traveling, and I've been to all these places and enjoyed all this camaraderie with these different musicians. So I've been a real fortunate person in all my life to have done all these things.
Well, that's great.
And I'm currently writing a book about myself.
Oh.
And it's really interesting how I started, and how we've got this marvelous blast capella right now of 16 musicians. Most of them are music teachers, and they play their butts off.
Oh my goodness!
You can pass out a chart on a job, and you think they practice on it, had rehearsals for months, but it's amazing.
Well,
it's a lot of fun. It's
great.
It keeps me going. You know.
What instruments do you play yourself, Ernie?
Well, I'm basically a button box player, but a crappy one.
Uh-huh.
And I play a baritone, trombone, and tuba. My main instrument was a tuba.
Oh.
Back in the day, when I was a young guy, I used to travel over to New Ulm to the polka festival.
Yeah.
And I'd go there, and I'd sit in with the different bands. I took my valve trombone along. We always wound up playing in a shorty's bar or somebody's bar down in New Ulm. We'd go down there and play and have fun and talk, and pretty soon that all died out. But it was great memories that we had in those days.
Absolutely.
Drive over there. We finished the job up on a Saturday night, 1 o'clock in the morning, get in the car and drive to New Ulm for the polka day. That was incredible. We were stupid and young, but it didn't matter. It was great.
There you go. Well, I'm sure in your travels and knowing all the musicians that you've known, probably have a few in common. Did you get to know a good tuba player, a great tuba player by the name of Jimmy Dorschner?
Oh my God, Jimmy lives about. He passed away last fall.
Yeah.
He lives about I'd say 25 miles from me.
Oh really?
He was high school band director at Oshkosh North High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passed away, and then we went to his funeral and the whole thing. And then I just found out that his daughter took the job of high school band director at the high school he taught in Oshkosh North.
Oh,
isn't that neat?
That is a great story.
Isn't that neat? Oh, yeah, Jimmy was a great guy. He played the crap out of that tuba. I mean, wow. I mean, it's just something else. He was an artist.
Did he ever have the occasion to sit in with your band?
Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Actually. When I started my band up, I wanted to name the trombone player, and he played trombone in the band. He was pretty bored with that. But because when you play in a band like I got, you're playing afterbeats all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's very important to have the afterbeats, but Jimmy was more creative than that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in that stuff.
Well,
That was great. That was good stuff. Oh, man, we had fun.
You bet. And we're talking about your band, Dorf Capella. When did you get that started, Ernie?
Well, I was just going through some things here, and I think it was about, let me open up my computer here.
Sure, absolutely.
Look it up. Sorry about my life here. I'm writing that up, too. Let's see here. We're looking at... I can't spot it right now, but it was about 25, 30 years ago.
Okay.
This all started as a result of, well, like I said, I had a high school German band, and I was going to retire.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, let's put a bunch of musicians together and see what the result was. Well, that was a hit right away. And then pretty soon I had all the best musicians playing. In fact, my current band right now is made up of high school band directors or music teachers, with one exception, the drummer. He's a Czech from up in around Kewanee, Green Bay area that just knows music from top to bottom. And so that's the only non-musician type non-music teacher that's in the band.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them are all music teachers that just love playing together. They'll even have a rehearsal without me calling it.
Oh my gosh!
Really unique.
How many members in your band? How many do you usually carry with the band when you're out?
Okay, I'll go through the list. The front row has a flute and three clarinets. The second row will have three trumpets and two baritones. The back row will have a tuba or two, a drummer, and three trombones. Now, the baritones function in this music we play. Baritones function as a harmony, a lead instrument, as well as a counter melody instrument. So these guys are also musicians. And one of these fellas, he's a high school band director and has put together his own high school bass cappella, German band, to play for events. But right now, school is shut down and the kids can't play anymore this year.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he has a program and it draws like 500 people. It's just with these kids playing music because people love that stuff here.
You bet. So, well, Ernie, yeah. The first time I got to see you was back in the early 1990s. My dad attended the German Fest over there in Myers Park on the shores of Lake Michigan in Milwaukee. And he got to hear you guys, and he came back to Minnesota here, and he said, next year when that German Fest is going to be, I want to take you guys there. And I think we attended it about 5-6 years in a row, something like that. But you were one of the highlights of the German Fest. My gosh, did you guys pack a crowd into that area there. It was just fun to hear you guys perform. Remember all those years?
Oh, God, do I ever. I didn't miss a German Fest. I've actually... My high school German band played the first two national anthems for the opening of German Fest back then.
Uh-huh.
And the neat story with this was Mayor Meyer of Milwaukee was late, and I had my band all lined up there to play, and the mayor was supposed to come, was supposed to dedicate the first German Fest and whatever, and he didn't show up. He was, you know, mayors are big cities like they don't get there in time.
Sure.
So there's a German lady standing next to me, and she says, "Mr. Bandleader, play some humta humta."
Oh my goodness!
So now I got an arrangement of music that I have arranged for my band called Humta Humta.
Oh yes. Well, Ernie, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back and continue the conversation with you, if that's all right.
Fine.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week this week is our smoked funeral hot dish brats. And yes, you've heard the story of how Chasm's very own Cliff Mitchell suggested we create this brat. The smoked funeral hot dish brats are a great flavored brat in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. Come in and try some for yourself. This week, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long, unlimited quantities. Even though most of us are not gathering for the usual events that happen this time of the year, like graduations, Mother's Day, First Communions, Confirmation, well, families are still gathering in their own private way. Still, all of these occasions are great reasons to come into the St. Joe Meat Market and pick up some delicious meat items for your own private gathering. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or give us a call, 320-363-4913, for more information. Thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market. And Ernie, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here once before. We put up a nice package at the meat market. Send that out to priority mail to you. Hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
I've got a son and I've got a son in the neighborhood with a hungry family, so that'll be a great little event for us, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Ernie, you were married for how many years? Is your wife still with you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's close to 31, 32, 33 years, somewhere in there.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe even more. I forget.
All right.
She remembers, but I forget.
Well, sometimes in the world of music...
My wife is way, way smarter than I am.
Okay.
Of course they all are.
There you go.
A better partner I could never have had. She just put up with all my foolishness, and I go out and play jobs with this and that and come back late at night. It was just an amazing time of my life.
Absolutely.
Which I'm writing a story about right now. So.
You know, and it's anyway. on a day like today, Mother's Day, when a lot of us here, that behind every successful man is a very good lady. So I think probably true in both of our cases, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I tell you, it's wonderful.
You bet. Well, when we were over at that German Fest, there was some big events a couple of those years. We were there the year that they celebrated Frankie Yankovic's 80th birthday party. And then we were there another year when they had Myron Florin as a guest.
Yep.
You've been there for all of them, though, huh?
Yep.
My goodness, yeah.
Everyone. Like I said, I started with my high school German band, and then I developed a band, and then we play at that. Uh-huh. Well, now this year, of course, everything's canceled. But we play in this one stage every year. Somehow they pack us in this, and then the place gets packed at the end of the thing. Right behind us then is Alex Meixner's band.
Oh yeah,
out of Florida.
Uh huh.
And he comes on the stage, and we've become good friends over the years too. But anyway, it's just being in this business has been like a life-lifting situation. You know?
I can believe that. Yeah.
Like I told you, I think I mentioned that these guys in my band will get there. Say, let's have a rehearsal, and they'll go ahead and do the rehearsal, and I can just sit in the chair and listen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're that way, and I am blessed, and blessed in so many ways that it's hard to express. But
you bet.
And then to have you call me, and then you have you call me up and talk about the band business and this kind of thing, and this is just wonderful. I look forward to this when you called and said, "Oh boy, I can't wait."
Well, there you go.
I've been in my office now here for 3 hours waiting for you to call.
Well, good. Well, and for folks just joining us right now, we're visiting with Ernie Brenneman out of Hortonville, Wisconsin, and current owner and operator of the Dorf Capella Band. Ernie, I'm sure you've seen a lot of great musicians come and go through your lifetime. You know, we were talking about Jim Dorschner, but you had a great vocalist there, Gunther Ulig. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was special.
He was.
He was special.
Yeah, we seen him at the German Fest when we were there, and that was pretty much his main part of the band. He was a vocalist, wasn't he?
Oh boy, there wasn't a song he didn't know.
Yeah, everything off the top of his head.
He'd be pestering me. I gotta sing. So then I'd have to get up there and play something he could sing on, because he was a real character, wonderful character. We lost him a couple years ago, and the band hasn't been the same since. We try to sing, but we can't do it like Gunther did.
Yeah,
he was just wonderful.
And some of the other ones, you have a female vocalist, Eunice Frey. Is she still with you?
No, she retired a couple years ago. But as a vocalist, I have my granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
And she's right now a nurse tech up in Green Bay at one of the hospitals, and married. But she goes along on the jobs and she sings. Very pretty girl, and she's got this marvelous voice. And her and her father, my son, sing together on certain performances and things like that. And she likes to go along on the jobs. But now she's developing a family, and so we're going to see less and less of her. But that's not going to stop us from playing. You know.
Sure. How many children were you blessed with, Ernie?
Three.
You have three.
Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Okay, the boys and, music
one
too.
Of my daughter is on a farm over near Sheboygan.
Uh-huh.
My other son is retired from a factory job over in Appleton, and then my son Sam is the assistant band director here of my band and front man and whatever. I do everything, paperwork out of the office, but we get in the car, he drives.
Okay.
He gets up there and sets up, and then he takes over as front man. He's really good at it.
Uh-huh.
And he sings, he does singing and things like that. One of our famous songs that people love to hear is Alice.
Yes, yes.
You probably know that song.
I do, and we're going to feature that in music coming up here. You've got a bunch of recordings out, don't you, Ernie?
Not a whole lot, and not recently. It's just that if you take them to a job someplace, you just don't sell CDs anymore. So, it's difficult to sell them. I mean, people mm-hmm. don't buy CDs. I got a little stack of them here that I want to reproduce in case somebody does buy them. But I do occasionally get from my website and order for some CDs.
Absolutely.
Not that much.
Sure. Yeah. Technology is changing. There's no question about it. I think I've got eight of them right here now that I'm looking at. And, the one you're referring to where Alice is on, Living Next Door to Alice, that CD was called The One You Want. And, you know, we on the phone we were talking the other day, because what triggered all of this was I had a lady call me, And she wanted to buy the song that you recorded that was like the Green Bay Rebel Rouser or something, and we couldn't think of the name of it. Well, it happens to be on this CD. It's that Ole Ole Polka. You remember that now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that sings about the Green Bay, the Packers, and when they beat the Bears. And I think Eunice probably sings it. And so that
yeah,
is the
I
one.
Yeah.
And because I was looking for that, that brought my attention to you. And so that's why I gave you a call to see if we could get you on the program. And so now we've solved all of those mysteries. So, but at any rate, well, Ernie, your time is running short. Give us a good memory. I don't remember what you told us last time, but thinking back over your career with the band and everything, something that sticks out in your mind that you want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, from over the years.
Well, I got to tell you that one time, this is good. One time, we were playing up at Green Bay for something, and a lady came up who came to us and said, "We'd like to have you featured on for one of our products, which was beer."
Uh-huh.
And Brooklyn Beer is what it was, and so they shipped us out to New York City, and we went to New York City to play for this event, which all it was. On a TV show in the morning. Here we were all lined up, not all of us, but a good share of us, all lined up. We're drinking beer in the morning about 7 o'clock. They're taping this show about brats and beer, and then they flew us home. I mean, we had an overnight in New York City. We did the most of that. Nobody slept much. We just did everything we could possibly do. And we got this in somebody else's nickel. That was really cool. That was really something.
That is awesome.
We didn't
awesome.
Have the whole band. We took a 10-piece band, and I'm looking at the picture right now.
Oh.
But, you know, it was something else. And you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
You don't. That is so true.
That, yeah.
I just got to ask you before I let you go, Ernie, your favorite arrangement, your favorite song to play when you've got the band, would it be a polka or a waltz or one of the a march music? Or what's your favorite? What comes out of your button box when you play first? What do you like?
Oh, the Czech stuff. I can't. There are so many. The Czech music is outstanding.
Okay.
The German stuff's okay, but the Czechs, they knew. Do you know how to write?
Okay.
And they had these beautiful melodies. And actually, I have a library of 600 tunes for band, like my band, in my back room back here, and I go through them every once in a while to pull out an arrangement and look at it and see what the guy did with this, what that guy did with that. And I have some things published myself, anyway, it's a love for, it's a love of music and a love of performing and this music. I'm trying to keep it going.
Yes,
know? That's part of my thing.
For folks that don't know what Dorf Capella is, are you primarily a German band or a Czech style band or a march band or a concert band, or how do you?
We can play anything, but I would say we were a German band, but we play German and Czech music, which they're interchangeable actually.
Uh huh.
But we've got, like I said, you just name it, and we're playing it, and it's really fun. It's and the band, like I said, the band, they have their own rehearsals. They just have a rehearsal. They're one of these bunch of people that love getting together playing this music. I didn't ever figure that would happen years ago when I started this. People would like it that much.
Yeah, isn't that
people
something?
Perform it, you know.
Incredible. And the last thing I'm going to ask you, Ernie, we need to know your wife's first name. What's her name?
Sue.
We want to give credit to Sue for being such a great support person to you all these years. And, of course, I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day as well.
Well, thank you very much. This is just great that you called. I couldn't wait until the phone rang this morning, and I'm just so pleased that somebody even cares about this music, because there's a whole lot of folks that don't. And I'm trying to bring it back. That's one of my goals.
Well, good for you.
And if you play it right, they're going to like it. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's so true.
That's how it is. Whether it's a two-piece band or a full ensemble like I got. And believe me, it's hard to sell a big band like I got, but when we play, it's an event.
It
that
is.
That makes it special. Oh. It makes it special.
So true. You have said it so well, Ernie. Ernie, it's been very special having you on the program. And like I told you last time, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here yet down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
Okay, that's good. You can tell the folks out there, Muck Scoot from Ernie, okay?
That's what we'll do. And I'll talk to you off the off the air in just a moment. So you have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Goodbye. All right. And there he goes, Ernie Brenneman out of Wisconsin, Hortonville, Wisconsin. And that is our 335th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 44 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music by Dorf Capello coming up. You're going to enjoy it. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 335th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And as promised, we're going to do some music right now by Dorf Capello and Ernie Brenneman. What a great guest he was. Very, very interesting. And yeah, all the music that they've played all over the years. All righty, so let's get right with it here. And here's the one that we talked about in the interview. It's one called the Ole Ole Polka, Dorf Capello.
We'll sing it for Green Bay. The French just won the World Cup, and no one really cares. Packer friends are happiest when we beat Da Bears. Everyone is clapping and is screaming for the Pack. You know the age-old saying, the Pack will be back. Uviva and hello, love in Mexico. Football here, football there, international. Ole, 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 ole. We are
Ole, 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 ole. We are the champions, Green Bay.
Come on, everybody, sing along. We are the champions, Green Bay. Sure to win another Super Bowl. The band will come and drink some beer and eat some bratwurst too. And we'll all watch the Packers play on TV Channel 2. The Cowboys got to play their game in old Mexico. How come the Packers had to play their game in Tokyo? But maybe with a little luck we'll get to have our way and watch the Packers play a game in Mexico. Olé!
Dorf Capella, one called the Ole, Ole, Ole Polka. And if you've never had the experience to get to the German Fest over in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, well, you're really missing it there. Nothing like seeing Dorf Capella and performing that show, on a nice warm July evening. And boy, could they get the crowd wound up. That was just fun being there. Everybody was twirling their handkerchiefs, and it was just very special. Yes, Ernie Brenneman and Dorf Capella. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 43 degrees currently here in central Minnesota. A nice waltz here by Dorf Capella, one called A Night in May.
Thank you.
Isn't that pretty? One called A Night in May Waltz. Dorf Capella out of Hortonville, Wisconsin. Yes, great, great German group. And fun to listen to their music. We're at 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 43 degrees currently here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And yeah, the Hustler, boy, there's so much you can say about it. It is a great lawn mowing machine, and you'll be very happy to have one. Once you have that new Hustler, you won't want to look at any other more. It does the job and does it well. It eliminates the extra mowing and trimming of your lawn. Now, Kevin has new Hustlers in stock. Check out all the different engine and mowing deck sizes. There's attachments, baggers, and so much more available. Suspension ride seat, and thatcher, mulchers, and you name it. Kevin's got it there. Of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can work on any of them. John Deere's is what he started out on. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, your lubricants. So give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Of course, Kevin accepts trades. So if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And if you're just shopping around, you'll want to stop through and visit with Kevin. Nice guy to visit with, you bet. Always be sure and give him a call first, because he's a busy guy putting in those crops this time of the year. So you want to, well, he wants to make sure that he's going to be there when you come through. But yeah, you want to pick up one of these Hustler brochures. 6 good reasons inside the cover why a Hustler is a better mower. So number 1 reason, smooth track steering. Number 2, patented park brake. Number 3, tough frame. Number 4, simple design. Number 5, heavy-duty decks. And, of course, the last one is the low center of gravity. So speaking from experience, I've got a couple of those Hustlers from Kevin, and it is the machine to have. I'll tell you, it does a great, great job, and tough. And when they talk about that durable deck, heavy-duty deck, you can stand on it and step up on it. It's not going to kink or bend when you step on it. No, it's very, very industrial built. Great mower. You'll be happy to have one. So, again, that's Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the post in the ditch there on the west side of the road, County Road 3, as you're heading north towards Holdingford. You bet. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Dorf Capella right now. Another nice polka tune, one called the Cracker Jack Polka. Thank you. Dorf Capella, one called the Cracker Jack Polka. Here's another nice old-time German tune, one called Du, Du liegst mir in Herzen. Dorf Capella.
Du, du liegst mir im Herzen, du, du liegst mir im Sinn. Mach's mir viel Schmerzen, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. So, so, wie ich dich liebe, so, so, auf mich, die zärtlichen Triebe fühle ich allein und für dich. Ja, 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 fühle ich allein und für dich. Ja, 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 fühle ich allein und Schmerzen, weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weiß nicht, wie gut ich dir bin.
Dorf Capella, one called Du, Du liegst mir in Herzen. And that featured Gunther Ulig on the vocal. Of course, he's no longer with us, but yeah, you could hear the passion in his voice. He put everything in it when he would sing. And I can only imagine how Ernie Renneman, how he enjoyed having Gunther as part of the group. Well, music continues right now. Ernie talked about that he plays the button box. And we're going to feature him right now on one called Grandpa's Chopsticks. And this is Mr. Ernie Brenneman on the button box.
Salty pretzel. Salty pretzel. Stinky cheese. Stinky cheese.
Mr. Mr. Ernie Brenneman on the button box accordion there. And yeah, we had two tracks running at one time there for a moment. But Ernie Brenneman with one called The Button Box, Grandpa's Chopsticks on the Button Box. There we go. All righty. More music by Dorf Capella. And right now, it's one called The Clarinet Polka. Dorf Capella, Ernie Brenneman and Dorf Capella. That's a rousing one. One called The Clarinet Polka. Ernie Brenneman and Dorf Capella there for you. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. And yes, like everybody affected with this virus thing, so many great trips being canceled and pushed off. And yeah, the same happening for Laverne and Kim as with everybody. So they've lost a lot of great trips, but they're still looking forward to when this whole coronavirus is all solved and taken care of, and they can get back to traveling and get you to join their traveling family. So looking forward, they're still hoping to do their 27th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. That's in July. The Wisconsin Pilgrimage Tour with Father Ben Kajimba in July. This 17th Annual Canadian Rockies by Rail and Motor Coach. That is scheduled for August. And then the 32nd Annual Fall Mystery Tour. And there's a whole list of trips yet. They canceling them as they go by, but holding out hope that folks can travel along with them. You know, if you need more information, Laverne is more than happy to talk to you. Give her a call. Toll-free, the toll-free number is 1-800-840-9211. And if you're calling locally, it's 320-237-4856. Laverne's Travel, wonderful traveling group. And they're going to get back on the road just like everything's going to open up again sometime. And they'd love to have you travel with them, make memories along the way with them. Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of Dorf Capella and Ernie Brenneman, and well, they do all sorts of music. And here's one of the charts from the big bands that they did over the years, one called the Woodchopper's Ball. Thank you. Capella and the Woodchopper's Ball. And boy, if that doesn't make you want to get off your seat and get out there and swing your partner around a little bit, nothing will. Yes, the Woodchopper's Ball, Dorf Capella. Here's a great polka tune, Lawrence Duco's rendition of the Red Raven Polka, and being performed by Dorf Capella. Arrangement there, done by Dorf Capella, the Red Raven Polka. Yes, an old Lawrence Duco number. Waltz time, it's the homecoming waltz with Dorf Capella.
When my country called, I thought of you and all that you meant to me. But I knew I couldn't see.
Dorf Capella, one called the Homecoming Waltz, here on KASM. 13 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time polka time, just because polka, Dorf Capella.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, you cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus, but I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Just because
Because Dorf Capella there for you here on KASM. 9 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. Temperature reading now at 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. Nice waltz tune. Lots of bands have recorded this one. One called The Song of Kufstein.
Kennst du die Perle? Die Perle Tirol. Das Städtchen Kufstein, das kennst du wohl. Umrahmt von Bergen, so friedlich und still. Ja, das ist Kufstein, dort am grünen Hill. Ja, das ist Kufstein am grünen Hill. Holdalai, holio, holdali, holdalai, holio, holdali, holdalai, holio, holdalai, di 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 di, holdali, holdalai, holio, holdali, holdalai, holio. Bei uns in Tirol, es gibt so vieles. Bei uns in Tirol. Ein gutes Weiner, a
aus Südtirol. Und mancher wünscht sich, es müsste immer so sein, bei einem Mahl und einem Glas Wein. Bei einem Mahl und einem Glas Wein. Holli, di, 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 holli, hollalei, holli, holli, hollalei, holli, holli, hollalei, holli, hollalei, di, 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 holli, hollalei, holli, holli, hollalei, holli, bei uns in Tirol. Und ist der Urlaub dann wieder mal aus, so nimmt man Abschied und fährt nach Haus. Man denkt an Stein, man denkt an Tirol. Mein liebes Städtchen, lebe wohl, lebe wohl. Mein liebes Städtchen, lebe wohl.
Dorf Capella with the Song of Kufstein Waltz for you. 6 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. Right now, it's a nice march tune, one called Under the Double Eagle, Dorf Capella. Thank you. Dorf Capella, one called the Under the Double Eagle March. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, a temperature reading of 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, here's one we talked about in the interview. And if you've ever seen Dorf Capella play, you probably heard this one maybe two or three times in an evening. Much requested, one called Living Next Door to Alice.
All right, everybody, let's get our hands together.
Sally called when she got the word. She said, I suppose that you've heard about Alice. So I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes when a big limousine pulled slowly into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Not 24 years, just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell's
that? All right, now that you got it figured out, everybody's got to join in. I mean everybody, and you got to say it as loud as possible.
Together, two kids in a park. We carved our initials deep in the bark, me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high, and just for a moment I caught her eye. And that big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the
hell's that? Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
All right, it's coming back one more time. I want you to say it loud, loud enough to hear it all the way in Johnsonville.
Sally called back and asked how I felt. She said, I know just how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years, and that big limousine, well, it disappeared. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I'm feeling, maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to my living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell's that?
All right, give yourselves a hand. You've been a great audience. How about a hand for the band? Let's hear it. Thank you.
Yes, Living Next Door to Alice, Dorf Capella, one of the better arrangements I've ever heard of that song. And to get to see them perform it live, it was something special. All righty, we're at 3 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is at 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.